You have a new novel coming out, The House of Broken Angels.
It was inspired, sadly, by my own big brother's death. He 3 years ago, he passed away from cancer, but he knew that he was dying and had, I think, done the brilliant act of giving himself a last birthday party on Earth. And it turned into what I call the Mexican Finnegan's Wake, you know, with every kind of mad, wild person showing up to pay their respects. And I was just really lucky to watch it.
In the foreground of the novel, there's the De La Cruz family and their relationships and their conflicts.
Right.
In the background, there is racism, that incident where the woman interrupts a moment in a store between two characters to tell them they're going to be kicked
right.
out of the U.S. So is that how you'd characterize being Latino in the U.S., that there's kind of this background of racism constantly there that flares up?
Oh, yes. It doesn't go away. You know, it doesn't stop. I mean, I've experienced it myself. And it's funny because I was born in Tijuana, as you probably know, but my mother was from New York City. So I'm one of those Irish-looking Mexican guys, you know, and I grew up with a Mexican accent, speaking Spanish and English equally, and I had no idea that there was any kind of racial problem until we left a border-adjacent ghetto area, you know, the hood, and moved to a white working-class suburb where suddenly I was being called beaner and greaser and wetback, and I was flabbergasted. And I think as a survival tactic, without quite knowing it, I abandoned my father's Mexican accent and started speaking like my mom. You know, I thought the only way to survive is become more invisible. And it took me a little while to reconstitute my identity and own it.
Your characters are nuanced. They lead incredibly diverse lives. There's nobody in the book that's perfect.
Right.
And so they feel really real. And do you feel like that in some ways has become a political choice as an author in a time when there are so many stereotypes being thrown around?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think that the best thing one can do as an author in this atmosphere, or let's say a Latino author in this atmosphere, is to subvert the dominant paradigm, as the old hippie bumper sticker used to say. And I really have been enamored by the experience of creating characters that I am trying to force readers to love in a way, especially people that a lot of readers look down on or detest. That moves me to do things like that because, you know, my motivation, I would say, is not necessarily political. I've said this before. I say it in Aspen all the time when I'm up there, but, you know, my motivations are theological. I believe in grace versus karma. I believe in the soul's journey toward whatever reward there is. And so that is always in my work. You know, it's motivated more by Thomas Merton than it is by, you know, the president or the Congress or the Senate.
Well, Luis, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks.